Well, first of all, this question of the death of Martin Luther King is a little closer to home than you realize, because maybe you know this, I don't know, but you probably don't know the details. Some friends of his and of mine, mutual friends in Atlanta, were discussing with Martin Luther King about his coming here for a retreat in preparation for the March on Washington. And one of the times when he could have come was this last week, and they were sort of thinking about it. And I got this letter from this Quaker woman in Atlanta, written on Wednesday, which was the day that Martin Luther King went to Memphis. So I'll just read what she says. Wednesday, Martin is going to Memphis today, and I learned, so forth, there's some change of plans. He won't be back until the weekend, so John will see him next week. See, her husband was going to talk to him tomorrow and try and get some more, get another plan going. If the Memphis March becomes violent again, there will be a terrible shattering for him. I hope both he and Nat Han will soon go to Gethsemane. Nat Han is this Buddhist from Vietnam. If Martin had taken a period there at Gethsemane, he might have had the wisdom in repose to stay out of Memphis in the first place, and it was a mistake to go there. He had done no preparation and came in cold to a hot situation where the young militants had him just where they wanted him, so forth and so forth. So, in other words, it was kind of a crucial and sort of providential thing. He might have come here. And if he had come here, he wouldn't have gone to Memphis. If he hadn't gone to Memphis, he wouldn't have got killed. The thing is, too, one of the things you have to understand is that this whole race situation is much more complicated right now than it looks to us, because there's a big division within the Negro people themselves. See, most of the Negro people don't want this violence, see, and they're trying to keep the thing nonviolent, they're trying to keep the thing quiet. And you've got a lot of young kids who are very mad and very fanatical, and they're not really members. Some are members of certain movements, others aren't. And they are trying to push the violence, see. And he was actually caught between those two groups in Memphis, and that was one of the things that made the thing so tough for him. See, but what he was trying to do was keep the whole thing nonviolent and keep it from erupting. And they were trying to push it into violence. They were trying to stimulate violence. And so he was caught there, yes?
Don't you think that these kids are taken up with a lot of these narcotics, these dopes, that it's very dangerous?
Hard to say. Some, yeah, depends where, depends who you're talking about, what cities, what kids. See, they're not, most of them aren't organized. Some are, some aren't. There's some that are organized and organizing. Others are just simply liable to blow up at any moment. So it's a very complicated situation. Now, the other thing is, too, that you're liable to hear at the moment, you sort of get the impression, well, now that this happened, and then now the Negroes are blowing up all over the place. Well, yes and no. See? And they're not all mad either. Don't get that idea. See? But there is violence, of course, here and there. But now, just to give you a